Howard White, good and getting gooder. Excellent. It was good to talk to you the other day about what you're doing in Baton Rouge and helping people out there. Remind me if I need to follow up. Was I supposed to follow up with an email to get you what you needed? Just let me know. Got Joe Jackson here doing phenomenally. Travis, I can hear you fine. Great. Larry, I am ready. Hey, those of you guys that have been going through the course with us, why don't you type in what you've been getting out of it? What's been your biggest takeaway so far? Got Nate Roberts that I've known for a long, long time on here today. Let's see, Travis, Tracy, Terry, Steve, Ryan, Nate, Mike Gorman, Borgman, sorry. Matt McKinley, one of our newest coaches, phenomenal friend in the world. Let's see, Mark and Larry, Joe, Jeff, Howard, Horton, Kurt. All right, got a nice group together. And let's see, what are you guys learning? Yeah, hey, Mike, good to hear, good to see you on here. Okay, so Howard, you sent me a Facebook message. Good, I'll check that out. Mike is doing better than phenomenal. You got the lingo down. Good, 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 good. All right, you guys are ready to go. All right. Okay, so this course is all about learning the proven systems of a phenomenal business. And, of course, Michael Gerber says that the secret of a business is the system. The secret of a business is the system. And we have five systems that we're covering, and so far we've been through the phenomenal marketing systems. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal sales systems, that's everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Phenomenal operations is what we're going to talk about today, and that is creating and delivering the most phenomenal service experience ever. You can have great marketing, you have great sales, but if you have a breakdown on the service, if you have a breakdown on the operations, nothing else works. And the other key is how do you create it so that other people can deliver it for you. Fourth is phenomenal administration systems, which will be next week. And then fifth, on September 15th, my birthday, I'll be 56, and no more favorite thing to teach on my birthday than leadership. I've fallen in love with leadership. And so I'm looking forward to capping this six-week course off with our leadership systems on my birthday. And by the way, I'll be 56. My father, my real dad, passed away at 56. Can you imagine that? I mean, I'm like Zig. I'm barely getting warmed up here, you know. People, when Zig got older, he said, hey, I heard you retired. He said, no, you heard wrong. He said, I got re-fired. He said, I'm not going to ease up, let up, or give up until I'm taken up. In fact, I'm just getting warmed up. And that's how I feel today. By the way, before I get going too much, Santi, are you on the line? Are you on here with us?
I am. Good morning, Howard.
Man, I can't, hey, speaking of leadership, I can't keep going without getting Santiago man up here to talk to us a little bit. What's happening over there today?
Hey, everything is BTPOTT. Woo! Super pumped up about this this training right here. I'm excited that everybody's going to be on here about the operations and just connecting with the team about getting them to serve their customers. So just excited to hear it going, and excited to have our coaches on the call as well.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you for your leadership in that area. And the amazing thing is, you know, we're talking about service, and the cool thing is that our teams serve our clients. They provide the most outstanding, most phenomenal service experience ever. I don't have to even be involved in that. I love that. And obviously it's not ever perfect, but I'm going to be living in another state, not even in the same city or state as my business, and I'm not worried about it one bit, except that I'll miss you guys that aren't here with me. That's the only part that I hate about it. Anyway, Okay, so operations. Operations is everything you do to serve your clients or your patients or your members or your guests, depending on what you do. In the inner circle, we help and serve in over 100 different industries in 7 different countries. That's about to be 8. Is in 2 weeks, I'm going to Amsterdam, and we expect to have some clients in Amsterdam, so that'll be 8 countries at that point. Phenomenal Operations delivers a meaningful experience that engages, educates, and entertains. By the way, there is a handout where you can fill all of this in. If you haven't printed it out, you can listen to the replay. Because you are on here live and you paid for this, you get the replay. And so you can fill it out later on if you want to. And by the way, let me just throw out another little nugget there for you, and that is if you want to really learn something, listen to it over and over and over and over again. In fact, Zig said 16 times. You listen to it 16 times so that you can finish his sentences. Now, you can't listen to everything 16 times, but if you find the system that's going to help you, which we believe it's this one, then learn it. Our most successful inner circle members have done just 2 things. They learn the system, they implement the system. Now, learning the system is very important, and, of course, inner circle is all about implementing those systems. A phenomenal operation system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. So listen to it over and over and over. You can just play the audio on your phone, using your Bluetooth, or set your computer out, and while you're doing something at home or working or whatever, you know, get your speaker out and listen to it over and over and over. Funny story about that. A guy by the name of Bob Berg, who is a great supporter of ours, great colleague of mine, and I've spoken at his events. He's spoken at my events, and he wrote the best book ever written, I think, on relationship marketing called The Go-Giver. And he was talking about, I brought Zig Ziglar down, and Zig and Tom and I shared the stage at Bob's event. And he told this story about Zig. He said, you know, I was in sales, and he said, I got Zig's tapes, and he said, you know, I was trying to sell these water filters that were like, you know, just like $10,000 a piece. He said, I hadn't sold a one of them. I'd been doing it for a while and listening to Zig's tapes, and nothing's working. And he said, it must have been about the 16th time that I was listening to it that I heard something I hadn't heard before. And he said, I walked in my next appointment, used the exact script that Zig Ziglar gave me, and sold my first $10,000 unit. And after that, I kept selling and kept selling and kept selling and became very successful in that. So on a break, I went up to Bob and I said, Bob, did you know that Zig actually recommended that you listen to it 16 times? He was like, no, I had no idea. He said, but I'm sure it was about 16 times. So how amazing is that? All right, the first thing I want to share with you today is a very powerful concept called the PLV of a client, the potential lifetime value of a client, customer, patient, guest, or member, whatever it is that you do. And you're going to see why this is so powerful here in just a second. One of the things that you want to know is you want to go through and find out what the average order of each client spends with you, or each project that you do, or each transaction, or whatever the case is. And the way that you do that is you can take your number of transactions or number of services or whatever, and simply divide your sales number by that number, and you're going to get your average order. All right. Now, unfortunately, we look at customers and orders sometimes, you know, is a big order or a small order, and what you're going to learn today is that that's the wrong thing to look at. So to get your PLV, the potential lifetime value of a client, you take your average order, you times it by the number of orders that happen every year, and then that's going to give you the annual value of that client, or the lifetime value of or the annual value of a single client. Then you take that by 20 years, and that's going to give you the single lifetime client lifetime value. Then what you're going to do is you're going to then assume how many referrals per year you could get from this person, and that's going to give you your total potential lifetime value of that client, because it's not just what they spend, but it's also what all the people that they refer to you spend as well. So let's look at a very simple example. These are small numbers, but it's amazing how they add up. So let's say that your average order is $200, and let's say that people use your services once a year. So I see that some of the guys on here when power washing, or maybe you do accounting or something like that, and your bookkeeping or whatever, and let's say your order, they use you once a year, so that's a $200 annual value. However, if you keep them for 20 years, that's a $4,000 lifetime value. Now, I'm about to start my 33rd year in business. In November 2nd of this year, that'll be our 32nd anniversary. Now, 20 years ago, I wasn't thinking about today. 32 years ago, I wasn't thinking about today. But what if I had been thinking about this from the beginning? Wow. Now, let's just say you only get one referral per year on average from that particular client. And we're going to also call that $4,000. And the reason we're going to call that $4,000 is because you're planning on keeping them for a lifetime as well, correct? Absolutely. The referrals, the lifetime value of the referrals is $80,000 plus the original $4,000. The total potential lifetime value, the total PLV of that client is $84,000. Now, here's why that's important. When someone does a minimum order with you, don't look at the $200. Don't look at the $100. When they do a big order with you, don't. That's nice, but you got to look at it for the lifetime. Well, what's going to determine whether they become a lifetime referring client? Number one, if you stay in touch with them and you do the client-based marketing like we talked about in the marketing course. Number two is you have some way of getting them to refer you. And then number three, you're dead in the water if you don't service them well. You're not even going to get, they're never going to repeat, they're never going to refer if they're not thrilled with the service experience. All right? Here's another example right here. I have people, we have people in the inner circle that the potential lifetime value is like $40 million because of their order amount. So in this particular case, it's $1,000. That's a total potential lifetime value of $400,000, okay? So what we want to do is we want to understand how do we create the most phenomenal experience ever. There are what I call the three E's of experience. The first one is engagement. How do you engage people when you're servicing them? One of the most important things that you can do is call people by name. Build rapport with them. And don't just get right down to the work. You know, build some rapport with them. Call them by name. Talk to them. Number two is educate them. The second E of experience is education. You're going to set yourself apart in your business. And by the way, this not only is true for service, but this is also true in marketing. If you do what we call education marketing, you create the experience in your marketing by engaging people, whether that's social media, whether that's using your free trial offer, building the list, engaging people, then you provide education, you provide value. What happens is you set yourself apart. See, I can come in and do a job. I can come in and do a service. I can sell you a product. But if I don't educate you, if I don't give you more value than the next person, then why use you again? And or why use me again, and why pay you a higher price? So the experience is all about getting people to literally stand in line and pay you the highest prices. And in our courses, when you come to our longer seminars, like our full-day seminars or conference, or you know, get on the Inner Circle site and look at some of the presentations that we've done, I talk a lot about Starbucks and unpack how Starbucks uses the three E's to get people to literally stand in line and pay them the highest prices for a commodity that's been around for thousands of years. And then the third one is entertainment. Now, entertainment might be a funny video. Entertainment might be a show. But in most cases, entertainment is going to be serving them. And in the when it comes to operations, what are all the different things that you could do to outserve your competition? Might be small things, but they're meaningful things. So we want to engage, we want to educate, and we want to entertain. Let me unpack that by giving you what I call the 9 steps to creating, marketing, and delivering the most phenomenal service experience ever. Back in 2012, Thanksgiving Day, Tom Ziegler and I are set to leave the next day to go to Australia to do a 5-city tour, full-day workshops in 7 days in 5 different cities in Australia. We're going to start in Brisbane, then go to Sydney, then go to Melbourne, then go to Perth, Australia, which is 4.5 hours one way, and then Adelaide. Thanksgiving Day, the day before we're leaving, I get a text from Tom, and he says, Dad's not doing well. We're heading to the emergency room. Well, Zig Ziglar wasn't even sick at that point in time, and so it came as a huge surprise, and I was like, what's going on? He said, I'll keep you posted. Later that night, he tells me, he asked me, he says, Howard, would you be willing to go alone if I have to stay back, and I'll catch up with you? And I said, absolutely, I'd be more than happy to. Well, the long and short of it is that Tom never made it to Australia, and I did that tour by myself. I did Brisbane first. I had to explain to them that Zig was ill, that Tom wouldn't be there, and then I did Sydney. I'm worried about Zig, trying to get information. He's not getting better. And when I got to the third city, Melbourne, I refreshed my email and text messages all night before I went to sleep. Woke up the next morning, Zig Ziglar had passed away. And within the first 24 hours, there were 13,000 comments on their Facebook page. Zig Ziglar touched an estimated 250 million lives through his tapes and books and all those kinds of things. It was on national news. It was a trending topic on Twitter. And to say the least, I mean, everybody is devastated. And here I've got to go in and not only deliver this full-day seminar in Melbourne, but I got to tell everybody that Zig Ziglar's passed away. Needless to say, it was a very difficult week for everyone. I flew out to Perth the next day. I watched the memorial service at 1 o'clock in the morning in my hotel room live over the internet. And I had scheduled 4 days on the Great Barrier Reef after the tour to finish my second book, The 5 Secrets of a Phenomenal Business. It had always been on my bucket list. I can't be on that side of the world and not go to the Great Barrier Reef. And so I'm scheduled to be 4 days on this little island that you have on the screen right there. And you have to understand that in Australia, everybody is so nice. I mean, even flight attendants will stop and chat a bit, as they like to say. And everybody is so nice. So I fly out to this island in a helicopter because the boat is 2 hours bumpy, and it wasn't that much more expensive to go over there in a helicopter. And talk about an amazing view, seeing the Great Barrier Reef from that helicopter. And I'm landing on this island, and I'm thinking there's going to be a little guy in a white suit that comes running out, the plane, you know, like Fantasy Island. You know, there's going to be people standing there with a tropical fruit drink with the little umbrella and the fruit in it, and with a white towel to wipe the sweat off your brow. But I wasn't on the ground for very long before I realized that this would not be the most phenomenal service experience ever. In fact, I never heard them call a guest by name. They didn't make eye contact with you. They didn't engage you. And It was a great island, beautiful. I mean, look how just gorgeous it is. But because of that, I'll never go back to that island. I'll go back to the Great Barrier Reef. I'll go back to Australia, but I'll never go back to that island. Phenomenal marketing, great sales process. They blew it on the service experience. So I'm going to give you 9 steps that will help you. And the first one is engagement. So you got the 3 E's all through this. Number 1 is engage with their emotional state. What do I mean by that? Well, if you have, let's say you're in the bridal industry, what's the overarching emotion of a bride? Well, after they get married, this is what it's going to look like, excitement. But before the marriage, it's probably going to look like this, and you have probably every kind of emotion that you could possibly imagine. But you have to connect with the overarching emotional state of your target market prospect. What is their emotional state? If you can tap into that, then that will help you not only in service but also in marketing. Engage with their emotional state. Let me give you some examples. So we have a service company in Houston that does a little over $3 million a year, and we service high-end oriental rugs and natural stone floors for some of Houston's most prominent citizens, world leaders, and celebrities, and people you would know their names. And their emotional state is, I got to understand who it is that's in my home. Their emotional state is if fear that someone's going to come in their home and not treat their home, their family, their privacy with respect and dignity. Let me give you another example. Phenomenal products. Our target market is small business owners that feel like a slave to their business. What's the emotional state there? I mean, frustration, overwhelmed, distracted, want to spend more time with my family, maybe worry over money. So you've got to engage with their emotional state. Otherwise, you're not going to be creating and delivering the most phenomenal service experience ever. What you then want to do is develop your mission around that emotion. The reason I have a koala bear on the screen is because when I was in Australia and Tom couldn't go, the host over there, the guy that hired us to come over there, is the number one real estate investing author in Australia. He's got, you go in the bookstores and it's like John Maxwell. I mean, like the whole top row of the investing section is all of his books. And so he got involved, and so I wouldn't have to do like the whole day by myself. And these are his small business owner clients. And he just railed on them about, you know, what unique problem do you solve? What unique problem do you solve? And he kept digging. And so what you have to do is you have to develop your mission statement around that unique emotional problem. That's it. Hang on just a second, guys. We got a hurricane coming in here.
They're evacuating 38 right now.
Right, but not up here.
Almost. They don't know when they'll tell us to evacuate. I just talked to the guy. They're taking in all the furniture at the gym and everything. One of the guys there said it's headed right to Kansas City.
Lovely. Okay, we got a hurricane coming.
Oh, they shut down the freaking too.
Yeah, you can't go to the airport, honey.
No, they'll shut them down at 2 o'clock.
All right. I'll be off my webinar in just a second. Okay, are you passionate about solving that problem? What unique experience can you provide that'll solve that problem? Are you passionate about providing the experience? Those are good questions for you. So let me give you some examples. Like at our service company, our mission statement is to provide the most outstanding service experience ever. In other words, they're fearful of who's in their home, how are they going to be treated, that sort of thing. So we have 5 pages in our manual that explains what that really means and how people feel and what that emotion is that we're really trying to get across, what problem we're really trying to solve. Our mission statement at Phenomenal Products is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. And once you get an inner circle, our mission is to create the most phenomenal community experience ever. Why is that? Because community, when people are supported, they're encouraged, they're held accountable, they're loved, they're cared for, they're going to want to implement. And that's the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is FTI, failure to implement. When you have that support, that encouragement, and that accountability, you're going to be more likely to implement. Number three, make them feel special. Mary Kay said that every human being has an invisible sign around their neck that says, make me feel important. And we should do that because every human being is important. Every human being is special. And one of the ways that we can do that is just not only how we treat them, but calling them by their name. The name of a person is the sweetest sound of them in any language. Dale Carnegie said that. Now, you can also do what I do, and I give them nicknames, like the Santiago man. You got to understand that everybody, including your clients, including your team members, and understanding that your service experience that your team members provide is directly related to how you treat them. You'll see leadership pop up in here in just a second. You have to understand that every human being needs air. They need appreciation, they need inspiration, and they need recognition. Once you know the DISC profile, that's another thing that comes into play in the service experience is, are you serving a D? Are you serving an I? Are you serving an S? Are you serving a C? Well, the thing is S and C's prefer appreciation, while D's and I's prefer recognition. Appreciation, recognition. When you appreciate people, when you recognize people, they will be inspired to implement, and that's leadership. Leadership is creating an experience that, or phenomenal leadership is creating an experience that inspires people to implement. Number four, anticipate their needs. I'm sure everybody's getting a laugh out of this picture right here. I was 21. I was a waiter, and we worked in these. I worked in this really high-end restaurant, and we did all this tableside cooking and all this. And back then, you could smoke inside. I know that sounds strange today, but this was back in the 80s, and you could smoke inside of a building or a restaurant or whatever. So when people pulled out a cigarette, it was a race to see who could light that cigarette. Or we would anticipate that they're going to need water or tea or another drink or, you know, whatever it is, by being close enough that we could watch what was going on, but not too close that we're interrupting their personal space and listening to their conversations or whatever. Service is anticipating their needs. Number five is educate them. There's that second word of experience. When you educate people on what you do, why it's important, now you're elevating yourself from service person to consultant. Who gets paid more, a service person or a consultant? A consultant does. So you want to be a consultant in your industry, all right? Number six, entertain them. I love this book called The Experience Economy, and in this book, the subtitle is Work is Theater and Every Business is a Stage. You need to think of your business like a theater production. You think of your business when you think of the set, you think of the characters, you think of the story, you think of the emotion. What is theater anyway? Theater is an emotional journey that you take people on. The question is, are they going to laugh? Are they going to cry? And are they going to do that at the right moment? So you want to create your service experience just like a theater production. What comes first? What comes next? What are the scripts? What are the costumes? That's called uniforms. What is a theater production is a system, by the way. My wife and I were in Italy 2 years ago, I believe it is. We were just there this year, too, and I think we were there for our 30th anniversary. We're sitting outside the Duomo, which is one of the most phenomenal buildings in the entire world. It's amazing. Having a cappuccino, talk about an experience, and I see something going on that catches my attention. I see kids lining up, and there's a clown, and that clown is blowing up balloons for them and all of this. And as I get closer, I notice that this lady's in a taxi cab. And Denise was tired, ready to go back to the hotel. So I said, would you take us? And she said, sure. We get in this taxi cab, and there's like a rubber chicken. There's like sunglasses. She's got toys, all kinds of toys in there. She's got bubbles blowing out of the AC. She's got like a bubble, bubbles blowing. There's music. There's video. And I was like, what in the world is this all about? She's dressed as a clown. She's like, this is the fun taxi cab. I said, well, okay, tell me the story. Her husband died of cancer. And what she does is she takes fares, but she takes kids to the hospital, children who come into town who have cancer. And she serves those kids. Talk about an experience. Do you think that I paid the fare and gave her a big old tip? You better believe it. Number 7 is have phenomenal systems. Remember that work is theater and every business is a stage, so everyone has their role, everyone has their script, and everybody's got to practice that and get on the same page so that everybody is saying and doing the same thing. You orchestrate the performance, and then what you do is you practice it. You have those systems in place so that we can deliver at the highest level every single time. All right? I love this story of somebody, everybody, and nobody. Somebody was asked to do something that was everybody's job. Everybody thought somebody was going to do it, but nobody did it. When nobody did it, everybody asked why somebody didn't do it. Somebody said it was everybody's job. Everybody said it was nobody's job. Therefore, nobody did it. Number 8 is have phenomenal leadership. Have phenomenal leadership. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. How do you gain influence in someone else's life? It's by adding value to them. When you add value to them, they're going to add value to your clients, your patients, your members, your guests. Zig Ziglar said you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. So in order to deliver on this, you got to have leadership. You're going to learn in our leadership section here in 2 weeks that leadership is effectively communicating your vision. Your vision includes your mission, your values, and your purpose. We'll cover that later on. You got to have a leadership system. And then number 9 is the key to everything. If you want to do things at the very highest level possible, you have to understand that every human being has a longing for belonging. Every human being wants to be loved. They want to be accepted. They want to feel like their life matters. And when you do that internally, when you create a phenomenal community experience through support, encouragement, and accountability, that will then bleed over to your clients. And you can then even create a phenomenal community experience for your clients by supporting them. That means helping them get what they want. You can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. Not even just on the technical work or product or service that you do, but serving them in important ways, encouraging them. I can't tell you how many clients you've had that are discouraged for one reason or another, and you make their day. Now, obviously, you're not going to hold your clients accountable necessarily unless you have a very personal type of arrangement with them, like coaching. They do have to do certain things to make sure that that experience goes well, so we need to hold them accountable for that. But in your business, holding people accountable to deliver these systems and to become the person that they were created to be is so huge, and that's what accountability does, is it helps us become the person that we were created to be. And that's all coming out on my my community book. Whenever I get that out, I'll be doing some teaching on that in the next few months probably. So it's a great process to learn. All right, so let's do our operations assessment, see how we're doing in this area. All right? Now, you'll want to do your business assessment offline and do all five areas, but let's go through it. All right? This is what you need to have in place. These are the systems you need to have in place. But let's see how you're doing on those right now on a scale of 1 to 10. We've developed our unique service experience. 1 to 10, we have clear-cut service systems in place that are exceeding our client expectations. 10, we respond immediately to client concerns. Next one, 1 to 10, we have clear-cut return or refund policies. One of the things that you need to do is, by the way, we respond immediately to client concerns. I use a scripture, a verse, as my customer service policy. Don't let the sun go down on your anger and give the devil an opportunity. So let me translate that. Don't let the sun go down on your customer's anger and let the devil, the competition, or anything else take advantage of you. Even if you don't know what you're going to do about the situation yet, respond immediately. Tell them that you're working on it. Tell them that you'll get to the bottom of it, and if they're trying to, you know, get you to do something that you don't want to do, then don't commit to that, but I promise we will get to the bottom of it, we'll take care of it, and what have you. 1 to 10, we have clear-cut return or refund policies. You want to empower your people. Did you know that the Ritz-Carlton Hotel empowers each and every one of their employees, from top management to the dishwasher, that anybody in that hotel can spend up to $2,000 on a single guest to make them happy? That's what I call empowering people. 1 to 10, we get customer feedback on a regular basis to ensure we're exceeding expectations. That's called surveys. That's called comment cards. 1 to 10, we have regular production meetings to ensure on-time delivery. When you have workers, technicians, production people building stuff, making stuff, delivering stuff, serving people on a daily basis and those kinds of things, you need to have regular production meetings. And the reason is we got to keep people focused on the vision, the MVP, the mission, values, and purpose. 1 to 10, we have a key customer appreciation process. We've got systems in place that recognize people when they join the inner circle. We've got systems in place that when someone spends a certain amount of money with us at our service company, we have our referral partners that we're always showering them with things, with gifts and recognition and appreciation. 1 to 10, we have effective project management processes in place. This is very important for people in construction and software and things like that. There's a great book called Scrum, S-C-R-U-M, on getting more done and doing really good project management. We have inventory management and office supplies equipment processes in place. Why is that important to service? Because if we don't have the materials, if we don't have the product, if we don't have what it is that we need, and we got to stop everything and go get it. So I created just a very simple inventory sheet where all of the materials, if you've got products or supplies or whatever, that you have all of those listed. You have the vendor, the phone number, how to get a hold of them, how everything gets paid for, and you have a minimum stock, a reorder amount. And anybody can do that process. They can just count what you got, check it off, order it, whatever, and taken care of. We have the latest, most effective equipment to deliver our unique service experience. If you have computer problems, if you have equipment breakdowns, you're not going to be able to provide the most phenomenal service experience ever. Okay, 1 to 10, total them up, divide it by 10, and in our last session, or when you do the business assessment, then you're going to do your business wheel, and you'll be able to see your end result. All right? I want to show you just a couple of testimonials from our Inner Circle members to encourage you. If you have not done your initial, free consultation that you got with this course, if you qualify for a free consultation, get that scheduled like today for this week, because Santiago is going to be out of town for a week, and we've got a very, very busy September coming up. But Tanya out in California tripled their business. Shayna, she's up actually 800% now. Evan, $500,000 increase in 1 year. Jeremy and Stephanie have blown that away. I think they've grown by 400% now. These are old testimonials. I need to change these out. Eric from $225,000, $1.5 million. And James and Lisa, who are in the moving business, from $100,000 to $500,000. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and take questions. Who has my first question? Go ahead and type it in right now. In fact, I think since I have combed my hair, I'll get on video with you guys. There we go. All right, so I'm in Florida right now at our Florida home. We've been watching this tropical storm, which is going to be a hurricane, Category 1 hurricane. And my wife comes in here with her cell phone showing me that they're evacuating right down the street, and it's coming here instead of there. So I line and check it all out. So before I do that, what questions do you have? Okay, any tips on creating a phenomenal operations manual? Yes. Travis, what industry are you in? somebody typed in, sorry I missed some of the webinar due to the fact that I don't have good office systems in place. I love it. Okay. Joe, you lost audio there for a second. Okay, window cleaning and pressure washing. Okay, so first of all, understand the five components of a system. You got your vision, your MVP. You got your org chart where everybody fits. You have your PRDs, and that's taking everybody in the company and listing what they do daily, weekly, monthly, and all that. And then you have your policies and procedures. So what you want to do is create a whole long list of what each person does, and then just simply start writing a policy and a procedure for that. Or let me give you a shortcut. The shortcut is that you can find people in your industry that have already done the technical stuff, like the technical manuals or the service steps and things like that. In the Inner Circle, we have an employee handbook that we share with our Inner Circle members that you can use as a template. But if it's something that you're needing for your specific industry, the technical part, I would get Josh Latimer's stuff. He's got a lot of great documents that you can just take and tweak for your particular industry. Let's see. This is slightly off topic, but do you have any tips for getting the business over the hump? I have good systems but can't seem to get the business to a self-spinning, self-sustaining space. Number one, Mike, if you're going to really grow your business and get at that point, you better have a compelling dream. Because if you don't have big life goals, you're not going to do the hard work to systematize your business. Just ain't going to happen. It's work. everyday work. But if you stay at it, it gets better and better and better. But you always got to have that dream out there that's compelling you. Second, you got to make sure that you have enough money coming in. So it's all about marketing. What are those marketing systems that you can just churn out and get going? Once you have enough business coming in, now I got to hire somebody to do some of the stuff that I do, and you just continue that process. More business, more people to do stuff, systems in place, more business, and so that's kind of the process. But if you don't wake up with a vision every day, if you don't wake up with a dream every day, you're not going to have the energy to do it. Okay, and then building the systems, keeping everything organized and all that stuff is just a constant everyday battle. Leadership comes into play. How do I get my people to do what I want them to do? The first key is stop hiring the wrong people. I'm just done with that. I am not hiring B players ever again. A players only. If they're not off the charts, I'd rather do it myself. If they're not off the charts, then we'll just stay where we're at right now. Because you can be profitable at every level. The only question is how much work you do, what you get to outsource. And outsourcing is another great way to do things. Okay? Travis, thanks. Very helpful. Let's see. Carlos, our coach in Costa Rica, one of the seven countries that we're in. Oh, man, I'm getting a thank you and an amen from Mike on what I just said. Okay, in operations, if you do not have a plan B, then plan A never worked. Is that correct to think? Carlos, you're my brother, right? You know me for many, many years. You know I'm from Alabama, right? I don't get it.
Hey, Howard, I can explain it.
Okay. Hey, it's a good thing I got smart people like Santiago on my team. What does he mean by that?
I see what Carlos is saying.
Where's your video, dude? We want to see you. Where are you at?
Hold up. Yeah.
There it is.
Hey, I see what Carlos is saying. So the point that he's trying to make
is my son, Santiago.
The point that Carlos is trying to say is that why have a plan B in place? Because what you're really saying is that plan A, you're preparing to fail.
Okay, got it. Maybe plan A doesn't work. Where are you going, Santi? There you go. Maybe plan A doesn't work. You fail your way to the top. But, yeah, I think what Carlos is saying is be committed. Don't be, like, vacillating. Like, no, you got to be sure about your dream. And if you don't have a dream, just look at that wheel of life and say, I'm going to be a borderline 11 on every single spoke if it kills me to do it. There's got to be some passion. There's got to be some inspiration that comes from somewhere. Get that vision board. Get that dream. That's why we're spending more time on dreams in the inner circle. That's why we got Santiago certified as a certified dream manager. Our Destined Dream Retreat was like the most meaningful event that we ever did. I mean, we just focused on dreams and gifts and destiny and all that. We're learning that it's all about that. It's all about the inspiration, the vision that you have. Many people don't have it, so you got to get around people who will help you to find it. And that's what happened in Destin is every day our inner circle members are starting to see their dream. They didn't have a dream. They couldn't see it. They couldn't believe. They couldn't dream. Now they're starting to see it. Okay. All right. What's the next question we have here? Oh, Santiago is the man. They're typing in. Yeah, Mike, fire up the vision and the dream again. Carlos, don't let anybody steal your dream. Focus. Okay. Let me take this last question, then I'm going to, y'all pray for me because I'm going to have to convince Denise that we're staying here even though there's a hurricane coming because I'm not going to spend 30 hours sitting in a Toyota trying to get to Georgia or some something. Okay, Travis, what comes first, marketing or personnel? Where do I put my biggest efforts? You do, here's how you know. Do you have enough prospects coming in? If not, you focus on marketing. Are we closing enough sales? And are they the right kind of prospects? Are we closing enough sales? If not, then you got to focus there. If we have enough business coming in, maybe or maybe we're not profitable, so we got to make some decisions there. That's kind of where coaching comes in. But what I personally do is I plan my business and I say, okay, in the next 12 months, this is the revenue. We have a simple, dimple business plan that we use. This is the revenue we want to see in the next year. This is the net profit we want to have. And these are the people that are going to be on board. And so if we're going to add someone, if we're going to add expense, then what we need to do is we need to increase the revenue. Otherwise, that's going to come right out of the profits, or we got to make a cut somewhere else to bring on personnel. So the first thing is you got to make money. A business without a profit is just a hobby, all right? And when you hire people, then you got to make sure that you make enough profit to at least pay for that to get to the next level. I hope that makes sense. Santi, do you want to translate what I just said?
No, that makes total sense.
Okay.
It really does. One thing leads to the next one. If you don't have enough business coming in, then it's either marketing or sales. So we got to determine that. We break it down based on the number of calls, the number of people walking in the door, the number of prospects sending an email. We know that then it's a marketing issue, or if we have enough prospects coming in but we're just not closing enough, we know it's a sales problem. And we can work on the sales process or on the sales belief of that individual. But if all those two are good to go, then we know then it's probably operations or it might be administration that's just not tracking the information correctly. It's not giving us the right data to make the right decisions. So based on those things, then we can take a look at overall where we need to focus.
Right. All right. Howard White says, I got to see the sales job on Denise. All right, I tell you what, I'll film this and I'll sell it. the price of the video, the price of the video will be determined on whether we stay or go, okay? I ain't going nowhere. Hope she didn't hear that. Anyway. All right. If you guys have any other questions, type them in for Santi. I'm gonna take off, and I don't know if you're meeting with the coaches or what you guys are doing. So I'm just gonna leave and not end the webinar like I did before. And but stay focused on your dreams. Stay focused on the outcome, not the amount of work that needs to be done. Because I'm here to tell you, we're here to just tell you that it is possible. Not only have we done it, we've studied other people who have done it. We have people all through the inner circle that have done it. We're here to inspire you that you can do it. But you got to be, like Carlos said, you got to be all in. Speaking of Carlos, this guy used to work for us, did everything by the book. He was a tech with us, moved to Costa Rica, started his business down there, used the same systems that we're teaching right now, exactly, carbon copy, everything that we did, built that business in Costa Rica, and it was awarded as the top business in that industry in the entire country in Costa Rica. I'm just saying. All right? Take it away, Santiago man.
Like, drop the mic after that. Bam! Bam.
I love this video stuff. It's awesome.
I know. This is great. Awesome hour. Y'all be safe, okay?
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Let me take the All right, perfect. So, Mike, I just saw your message. Tell you what, why don't we do a phone call? Let's go over that, okay? So I'll go ahead and I'll ask Dana to give you a shout-out so we can connect and just get on a phone call and go over that, all right? Let me know if you see that on there. Hey, Howard White, You're right. I think that's going to be priceless. That's hilarious. I love it. Okay. All right. Well, perfect. If anybody else has any other questions, please feel free to type it in. If not, then this is officially the end of our call. Remember, next week, we're going to go ahead and continue moving forward. But other than that, you guys have a phenomenal week. Remember, go out there, implement, focus on that vision, and really, 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 it's all about implementation, all right? You guys have a wonderful week, and y'all take care now. And those of you that are Inner Circle members that are coaches, of course, please stay on, and let's go ahead and review, all right? Thank you guys so much. Y'all take care now. Bye-bye.